USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden called Border Patrol agents that used horses and reins to corral migrants near the U.S.-Mexico border are an embarrassment and will pay for their actions. Biden took responsibility for the chaos at the border, but added,
to see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, there's an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences.
The White House pressed automakers, chip companies, and others on Thursday to provide information on the ongoing semiconductor crisis that has forced cuts in U.S. auto production and to take the lead in helping solve it. Participants in Thursday's meeting, which followed meetings in April and May, included Detroit's Big Three automakers. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The legacy media seems to be paying attention to the border crisis now that systemic racism is alleged to be an issue. Patrice Onwuka, director of the Center for Economic Opportunity at the Independent Women's Forum, joined John Bachman Now on Newsmax to discuss the border crisis in light of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's denial of an open border.
They cannot get this border under control. And the legacy media is only now caring because there seems to be a narrative that black people somehow are being targeted, and that this is akin to slave patrols back in the 1700s and 1800s.
Since President Joe Biden took office, he and some congressional Democrats have pushed strongly for the creation of a New Deal-style initiative, the Civilian Climate Corps. On Friday, congressional Democrats unveiled text from the more than 2,000-page reconciliation bill. Among its many appropriations, the new CCC will receive a substantial appropriation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Haitian refugees are no longer camped near Del Rio, with the situation seemingly diffused. Here's Wendy King.
A makeshift camp under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, has finally been cleared of migrants. Officials estimate around 15,000 people gathered underneath an international bridge as humanitarian aid and law enforcement poured into the town of Del Rio. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said some of the people are being expelled under a pandemic rule called Title 42. He was asked whether anyone in that large group displayed symptoms of COVID-19.
We did not test that population of individuals. I do not know whether anyone was sick with COVID.
Secretary Mayorkas said about 12,000 Haitians will get to go before a judge to have their asylum cases heard. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Britain's WPP has agreed to pay more than $19 million in a settlement with U.S. authorities relating to bribery allegations and accounting controls for its subsidiaries, including in India and China. The world's largest advertising firm did not admit or deny allegations that it violated provisions of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, but agreed to pay the penalty, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.